Anyway, I think, oh, we can go live. We can go live to Scraggan. Sorry, they're telling me in my ear. We can go live to Scraggan, where the winner of this year's National Brown Bread Baking Competition has been announced. And we say congratulations. Hold on. Drum roll here. Drum roll, yes. Drummer, please. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. And the winner is Maureen Igo. Yay! Congratulations, Maureen.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Ray.
Yeah. Has it sunk in?
Oh, geez. Well, I don't think so. I'm really busy talking to all the celebs like yourself now in the last while. And yeah, it has probably hasn't sunk in yet.
Yes. You could go viral with this one, Maureen. You could go viral.
Oh, good heavens.
Yeah. So Bonnie Connellan in County Mayo.
That's right, yes.
Where is that close to?
Bunnycannon, well, Ballina is my hometown. Bunnycannon is about 7 miles east of Ballina. We're at a couple of miles from the Sligo border.
Yeah.
And we are right at the foot of the Ox Mountains. Uh-huh. It's a lovely scenic spot right at the right on the Gap Road. And it's right beside Lough Talt.
Right.
About 40 minutes from Knock Airport and about half an hour from Sligo Town.
We have you now. We know where you are. We know where you are.
Yes, you know where I am, yeah.
So you were one of four finalists. We spoke to Anya and Pauline. They qualified from Tuesday, and then yourself and Cathy qualified from yesterday. Four finalists, Bake Off today, and you came out victorious. Well done.
Yes.
Can we get your secret ingredient, please, now?
Well, I was just saying to a cameraman inside there, I think it's the drop of the black stuff that has done it for me.
Oh, the drop of the black stuff.
Yeah, I had a cake made with, I made it mainly with Guinness and treacle.
Right.
They were my wet ingredients along with some oil. Because and they liked it yesterday they liked it again today. So I'm delighted.
Is consistency difficult to achieve, Maureen? You know, because
I don't know because I've been baking for a long time, well over 50 years.
Right.
I bake for the family.
Yeah.
And I don't know, is it just that I do it without even think about it or realising it or what it is? But I really don't know. I cannot put my finger on to say what
yes.
consistency, but I'm delighted that they liked today.
Yes.
And it's something that I've been doing all my life. And I get involved in entering cakes in the local shows and that kind of thing. In Bunnycannon itself, because we have a big agricultural show there on August Bank Holiday Monday.
Right.
Bunnycannon is a place of about 500 people or so. But on our show day, we have in excess of 20,000 people.
Brilliant.
So it's quite a big show.
Yeah.
And I enter bread there, sometimes with success, sometimes not, because there are a lot of good bakers around Bunnycannon as well.
Who supported you today?
Yeah, my family. I had the two of my sons here, some of the grandchildren, two of my daughters. I better mention them. I forgot them earlier, and I got into trouble over it.
Right.
And there's a good few people from Bunnycannon here have come up today, and they're under their own steam. A busload of them came up yesterday from I'm an ICA lady, and the ICA Guild in Bunnycannon. There was a pile of them on the bus, and from the show committee in Bunnycannon and stuff like that, and everybody. And it was fantastic yesterday. It was really a blast yesterday. And
Maureen, a personal question for you. My wife is related to a man called Igo through marriage. I'm just wondering, is there any connection? Because it's an unusual name, is it?
I think his origins are I think the Spanish. I think it's originally from the Basque country, as far as I know.
Right.
And they reckon we possibly are. The name possibly came in with the Armada because it's predominantly along the west coast.
Oh, is it?
I think so. We say Roscommon, Mayo, Clare, that direction.
There's a good few of you then.
Yes. Well, there are. They probably have spilt over maybe into Leinster and maybe down into parts of Munster as well.
Yeah.
But I think it's from the Basque region of Spain originally.
Igo. Igoe,
yes.
Igo.
Yes, right. Yes, yeah.
So €5,000 prize money.
Yes.
And you
also
get one of those very posh Neff slide and hide ovens.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've been just trying to get used to that with the last day or two. And the Neff people have been great here telling us, because I don't have an F one at home and not that posh around thing. And they were showing us how to use it, and they were most helpful.
Yeah.
Were most helpful. So it was a lovely gang of people here. The contestants were really, really nice. And it was a very friendly, nice atmosphere.
Great.
So I've had a blast.
Brilliant. And they're the ovens they use in the Great British Bake Off. They're like...
I'm not sure.
No, they are. No, that's it. Yeah, I've seen it because I'm a big fan of that. So I watch it.
Right.
So, you know, you open it up and then you can slide it in. You've used it.
I know about it. Yes.
So you're a member of the ICA, and of course,
I am. Yes, I'm a member. We have a fairly big guild in Ballincollen. We have in excess of 30 people, and they're a great bunch of women because they were up here yesterday, and you know, they were as helpful as anything, and all the lovely greetings and good wishes and stuff like that. And they were genuine. They weren't just patting me on the back and saying something. They were genuine, really, really lovely people. It's great to have them as friends.
You're a big sports fan. So what is it? GAA or rugby or soccer or everything?
I like all. I like the GAA. Right. I follow the Premier League.
Yeah. Who do you support?
Sorry, oh God, oh my daughter will kill me. I support Liverpool.
Ah, yeah.
She's on the blue side of the Mersey.
Is she? So they had a good win in their opening game, the Champions League.
Oh my God, haven't they? A bit of luck. It gets you there sometimes.
Yeah.
But yes, I was watching them last night as well. So yes, so I like rugby now. So Ray, if you know anyone that has some tickets for a rugby match or anything like that.
Yeah, listen, Maureen, if I knew of anybody who had spare tickets for rugby, I'd be taking them for myself.
On, you know,
I'd be
you know, you're for just myself. For, go on. Yes, that's right. Well, you see, I know you're. I won't say you're like looking after your health, and I can pass you on the recipe for my bread in exchange. Yes, that's right. I haven't given it to anyone already now, so you're the first one.
That's an offer and a half, Maureen. That's an offer and a half. So you are willing to part with your secret recipe to award-winning brown bread in exchange for tickets for the Six Nations.
Not just any tickets. No, tickets for some Premier League. Okay, right.
We'll see. We'll be back in touch. Well, listen, meanwhile, enjoy the glow of winning that competition, the National Brown Bread Baking Competition.
All right, thanks, Ray.
Great chatting to you. Mind yourself, Maureen. See you now.
I will.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.